Meltdown. I am your host, El Doctor Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and that you can also find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. Okay, we just listened to Hardball, our guests, with their song In the Mail from their brand new album Hardball. And right now we're going to try to make contact with Scott. Okay, there we go. Hello, Scott.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can definitely hear you now.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry about that. A little misconnection there with the, you know, the Bluetooth God. But anyway,
yeah.
Nice to, yeah, thank you for being here with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Great.
Yeah, I just got in from walking my dog.
Well, there you go. That's always a pleasant activity, I am assuming.
Oh, what's that?
That's always a pleasant activity, I'm assuming.
Yes, usually. Yeah.
Good, good, good. All right. So I guess for those people that are not too familiar with Hardball, was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the band, like how long have you been together? You know, how many EPs or LPs you have out, if there has been many changes in membership, you know, that kind of little background about you guys.
Okay. Yeah, we have a pretty extensive background. Well, we've kind of been a band on and off for a long time, maybe going back into the 2000s even. I'm not sure.
Okay.
None of that matters, though, because we accomplished nothing. So that none of that matters. We're kind of just getting rolling now, basically. So
there you go.
Did the first album just recently. Came out last month. Came out this month, actually.
Yes. Oh, okay. So that's your first like LP.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's good. You know, everybody starts from the beginning, so that's good.
Yeah, it's been a rough ride getting here. Now we have an album.
I hear you. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no. The album's finally done. Took a terribly long time. We're really happy with it, and yeah, we're ready to get out there and play some shows and do normal things.
Sounds good. Yeah, it sounds good. I mean, like literally, it sounds good. I you know, we've listened to a couple of songs, but yeah, it sounds good. The music. So I guess another question is, how did the band's name came upon?
Oh, the name, I don't know. I'm just going to be honest. I don't like the name. I don't like it at all. I would have changed it. I would have changed it years ago. But kind of stuck. Can't really get past it.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. I mean, it's not too bad. I mean, you know, I've heard of, you know, different band names before. So this one is not
too
bad.
Could be a lot worse.
Yes. You said it, not me. No, that's good. Okay. No, that's good. Okay. So in like for the album, like how was the composition distributed? Like does somebody takes care of the lyrics or what about, you know, the music? Like how is it with,
oh, yeah,
with you guys?
I kind of write most of the music. I mean, it's collaborative, but I kind of write the lyrics and basic melody usually, and we kind of form it into a song. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, every band is different. I'm always curious about the creative process.
Yeah, I'm the lyrics guy, basically.
That sounds good. Is there, like, any... on your album... Is there like any theme within the songs, or are all the songs just, you know, their own kind of little world? Are they related?
They are related. They kind of fit a theme, but I wouldn't blame anyone for not recognizing that, because it's pretty it's a mess. It's I don't know. It's a very selfish album. It's about me. It's about the things I experience and my feelings and my thoughts, and they're kind of all just put together and presented in this package, and it's very self-indulgent.
Yeah, well, I think most of art is, you know, somewhat kind of a personal either experience perspective. Yeah. From the, you know, from the author. So yeah, you're not,
that's,
you know, you're
probably true.
You're not too bad there. You're you're on the average over there. I mean, yeah, some others, you know, may do a different perspective, but it's usually like from the author's kind of point of view, feelings, what have you. So, yeah. Don't feel too bad there, man. Like, it's all good. It's, you know, you're letting it out, like letting us know. And so that's cool. It's a cool thing about music.
Yeah, it's kind of stereotypical, but it is therapeutic to get it out there.
Yes. No, yeah, I hear you. But it's actually both, I agree. Like, it might be stereotypical, but it's definitely therapeutic. Like, yes, you have to let it out somehow. So, what better than in, you know, music? I think that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. All right. And so are you preparing, like, a little tour? I was reading there on your Facebook page that... yeah, do you have a couple of dates, gigs coming?
Yeah, tour starts on Friday. The Astoria in Vancouver.
There you go. Nice venue. Yeah, I was there just probably 3 weeks ago. So
I haven't actually been there since before the pandemic, so.
Oh, well, happy
welcome. I hear it's
back.
All different. Yeah. It'll be good.
No, it should be good. You know, I mean, I don't know, necessarily small because it's quite, it can hold quite some people, but it's cozy and it's, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, so you start on Friday, which is August the 4th. And then, and yeah, so are you doing, like, besides Vancouver, are you going, like, around the area or?
Yeah, the next day we're doing show in Squamish. We have a few days off, and then Nelson, Edmonton, Calgary, Oliver.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that's our little run. And then we're hitting a festival in Salmo later in the month, too.
Nice. That's pretty good. Yeah, Squamish is always a good place for shows. I've been to a few, and it's pretty fun. And I've heard that Nelson also is pretty fun, so...
Yeah, Nelson's has a good scene for such a small place.
Yeah, I've heard,
crazy.
I've heard only good things about Nelson, so I don't know why I haven't been. I haven't heard so many good things. But
you gotta check it out.
Exactly, yes, you have to. No, that's pretty good. Okay, and so where like on, do you have any or a few social media like outlets that people can find more about the band, your music?
Yeah, I mean, the album is up on all of the streaming sites now. It's admittedly kind of hard to find. There's a lot of bands called Hardball. But ours is in all caps, so look for that.
Yeah, I mean, I looked for you, I found you pretty, I mean, you were like the second or third, like it was fairly, you know.
Yeah,
fairly straightforward. But well, I don't know. The other, I use Apple Music, but I don't know about, you know, the other streaming sites.
Yeah, those streaming sites are a mess.
I hear you. Well, good thing I'm not using them. All right. And what about, like, you know, I mean, I know you're on Facebook because I just tagged you for the show, but where else can they find you? Are you on, I don't know, what else?
On Instagram, we're Hardball BC. That's probably the best place for keeping up with us. It's probably Instagram.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, that's usually the case. Seems to be what people look at more these days.
Yeah, I mean, Facebook, you still gotta have it, but it's... kind of on its way out, I think.
Yes, I hear you. And yes, you kind of have to have it. I agree with you as well. To kind of reach people and what have you. But anyway, yes, sounds good. All right. Okay, well, I on the post about today's show, like I copy and paste your beautiful picture where you have your dates coming up, so It's on our Facebook page too, if people want to know where you're playing. And for now the Astoria on Friday, and should be a great show.
Yeah, it's only $10 too, if you know, we wanted to make it really cheap.
Yes. Well, that's a good point. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, sometimes
there's excuses.
Yeah. Sometimes there are many bands. Therefore, I mean, you know, you need to charge a little bit more because, I mean, it goes to you guys, right? So, yeah. No, that's great. So, yeah. So we'll spread the word, and, you know, now people know where to find you. And, hopefully we'll meet on the Friday. And, we'll keep spreading the word about the show.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
And then the other ones, for sure, Squamish and Nelson. But I mean, even the Calgary and Edmonton, like, I mean, they can listen to us online, so we should reach, you know, every corner of the earth. So as long as they have electricity and internet, we should be good.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Nowadays you can listen to anything. List all these stations.
Exactly. Yes, it's that's the beauty and the bad about, you know, yeah, not the internet these days. All right. Well, I want to thank you very, very much, Scott. Thank you for chatting with us tonight, and we'll make sure to spread the word. And then I don't know, when you have a new album or you have a new tour, like let us know, and we'll love to help spread the word.
Yeah, I'll definitely let you know.
All right. Thank you very much again.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye. All right, so that was Scott from Heartball. And while we're at that, let's go and listen to a little more of Heartball here at the Metal Meltdown.